Former Badger football coach Paul Chris being mentioned as a potential replacement for Oregon State football coach Trent Bray. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bray was fired this season after the Beavers started 0-7 in his second year. Chris went 67-26 in his three Big Ten title game appearances and a 6-1 bowl record during his time at Wisconsin. Football Badgers hosting 24th-ranked Washington on Saturday afternoon. There's a chance that fans could see a fourth Badger quarterback. Freshman Carter Smith came to Wisconsin as a four-star prospect out of Fort Myers, Florida. Packers return to the practice field this afternoon and are preparing for Monday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. Didn't take long for the tush push to pop up at Matt LaFleur's press conference today.
Yeah, I think the best way to stop it is to not to allow it to happen in regards to you can't allow them in those short yarded situations because you know exactly what they're going to do and they've been pretty successful at it, obviously.
LaFleur used it five times with Jordan Love in 2023 and was successful on four of the five plays, but then used Tucker Kraft in a form of the tush push last year.
Yeah, it was just one of those decisions. I think, you know, every team's built a little bit differently. And for me, it's always, do you want your quarterback subject to some of those hits that he could potentially face in those situations?
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Denver Broncos playing host to the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas Cowboys 24-year-old defensive end Marshawn Nealon passed away this morning. Nealon was the Cowboys' second-round pick out of Western Michigan in 2024. Team didn't disclose any details about how Nealon died. WIAA Boys and Girls State Volleyball Tournament continues today at the Resch Center in Green Bay. The Boys State Soccer Tournament underway in Milwaukee. Bucks will be without point guard Kevin Porter Jr. for the next 4 weeks after he underwent surgery on his meniscus and his right knee on Monday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.